The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Anything goes! Go! Go!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Anything Goes, the podcast with the beautiful, gorgeous, wonderful, sweet, and lovely Carrie Bradstreet.
Sweet was added in there. That's new.
Yeah, you know. Yes. You know me.
Nice, yeah.
Anytime I can say something, I'll say it.
I know. You're always trying to butter me up. Not literally butter me up.
Well, you give me a seat. There's another idea.
I know. And I was waiting for you. I got hair all over myself. I was waiting for you to notice that I dressed up for you.
Carrie, everybody notices what you got on. The first thing they do is look at you.
No,
I mean, your face, and they go,
no,
wow, how beautiful.
No, I will let them all know. We did a sunglasses photo shoot last week, and I had on like a black leather jacket and black pants and boots.
On a scale from 1 to 10, I have to say you were a 15. I'm telling you, you looked hot.
That's old.
You really did.
I even
went home and prayed about it.
Oh, right. And so then he says, let me take your picture. How come you never dress up like this for our show? I'm like, oh, well, you never look good on our show.
No, I never said that.
You did.
Never have I ever said you didn't
look
good.
So I thought, okay, it's 90 degrees out. I can't wear a leather jacket.
But
why don't
inside.
I do my... Well, still, I mean, I was roasting with...
Oh, I bet that. You had all that leather on. And
yes. So I thought this was kind of my bikery, summery tank top. But then the only shorts I found, that were little black shorts, were like really short. So I'm just like, I will just kind of cover my legs. Don't anybody look. And there you go. So okay. I'm going to look back at this and say, you look exactly the same, Carrie, as you do when you came from doing a... modeling or remodeling a house.
Yeah, you did a lot of remodeling, didn't you?
I did.
So did you find out if your dad will loan you a truck?
I haven't even asked him, but yeah, I will. Yeah. I will check. I think there's a hitch on it.
Well, I'm still looking for a truck or, you know, something to pull my boat with. So
yes,
my other car
boat.
Goes in getting repaired this coming week. But right. Even when that's done, all I can do is drive it. I can't pull my boat with it.
Yeah, so. I saw your boat. We went to Larry's house yesterday afternoon. We had some of our former crew or cast members.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
You know, it was
we
exciting.
We actually really started to talk about the new show for once.
Yeah, but you know what was funny? They still have as much enthusiasm about this new show as they did for our old show, which I was very impressed with.
Well, yeah, it's especially in today's environment, there's not a lot of, you know, laughing and fun things to do and to be with like-minded people, and you know that you can say irreverent stuff, you don't have to worry about being politically correct, and you can just have fun.
Nowadays you have to be politically correct to even walk down the street. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Everybody's changed their mind to what they want to be, and so now because they want to be that,
we would have been canceled as a show and as individuals had our You Gotta Be Kidding Me America play now.
Are you kidding?
Although we're still, I mean, something could happen. Someone could go back and see an episode and say, Carrie, weren't you in this episode where you did this, that, or the other thing, you know, 10 years ago? It's like, why are they doing this to people? You know, going back and trying to find something that they might consider offensive that someone did
years
or
ago.
Posted years ago and bring that up now.
Oh, yeah.
And then especially when it comes to their employment.
But you say, you look at me, the things I used to say. Look at the one we did at the YMCA. Can you believe that? You think that would go over today?
No.
Oh, my God, I'd be hung. You know?
Well, it would be offensive to those who just have no sense of humor, for one thing. And then there's that whole millennial generation that's like, can you not take a joke? Can you not laugh at yourself? That must be pretty miserable life if you're always on the guard of being, you know, who's going to offend me, rather than who cares if somebody offends me attitude, you know?
Yeah.
Or maybe I can listen to what they're saying and see the humor in it and laugh at myself. No, you're not going to laugh at
themselves. You can't talk about anybody, though. I mean, you can't even say the words anymore. Or
I
anything
know.
Else, or speculate.
I mean, I've always had a self-deprecating sense of humor, and so I'm so used to, you know, taking criticism from myself or whatever. But these people, they don't even want to be, you know, they're not going to criticize themselves. But anybody alluding to
it. Look at what you
just
said. You said those people.
Those
people right there, they could be calling right now asking our show be cut because you said those people.
Yeah, those people. Like the leftists and the me only generation. It's all about me generation.
And then if you say anything, if you know, to be a republic nowadays, it's almost a sin. It's you're going to go to hell. Or should I say, now I probably offended somebody because some people don't believe in hell, right?
So. Yeah, it just should be. You know, everybody have their own opinions about everything. And just
But you're not supposed to know. You can't say anything
bad
about anybody.
I know, but that's just how it needs to totally flip and go in reverse. That the people who are offended are the ones who need to get fired or whatever, you know? And these companies that are kowtowing to people saying, well, you did this and your CEO did this, we're not gonna buy anything from you, or we're going to protest your business, or we're going to boycott you, when you know darn well those few that are saying that don't even patronize your business establishments anyways. So why are you worried about, you know, a handful of people, and then you're going to, you know, kowtow to them, and then you're going to 80% of the population, then now you've offended them. So it's like, no, don't give in to that stuff. Don't be bullied. Best way to stop a bully is just don't let him, you know, let him see you, you know, reacting to it. My mom always used to say that. My sister used to wear ponytails or braids when we were little in school. I remember coming home, the boy behind just pulling my ponytails, and my mom said, just ignore them. They're only doing that because they like you, type of a thing. And so if you just ignore them, you know, don't react, then they'll stop. Oh, that's how we need to do it for any of this kind of stuff.
I just got a call in my ear that they're saying they want you to stand up and show the audience your outfit.
Yeah, what's this in your ear? A devil? The devil on your shoulder whispering in your ear.
That's it. The devil.
Yeah.
Darn devil, go away, devil. No, just stay there. Just stay there.
No, this is where I'm the most comfortable, sitting on my
butt?
Big behind and legs. Yes.
No, see, she's now saying that she's got a big behind. I did not say that. Remember, that wasn't me.
Well, I guess that's in fashion. So, big behinds.
Big behinds.
Wow, imagine that. Back when
you've offended somebody else. This person with a little butt has just been offended.
That
would be under seven, right? Seven. Do not. I wonder why people are like that now. I mean, even right now, Biden is talking like he's the savior to come in to save the world. Have you noticed the things he said?
Well, the commercial
and what he's
that I saw that at least runs around here, I saw, and I'm like, who is he talking about? He sounds like he's endorsing Trump with the things that he's saying. So is he like trying to sound much more moderate to people so that he doesn't sound like he's these, you know, radical? You know, want to change the
world.
And
it's so funny.
Socialist?
Here we have the best, we had the best employment record ever. We had, everything was better. I mean, everything was better. And all of a sudden, he hasn't done a thing. And all he says, and then he created the problems with the virus, and that the virus is his doing. And he's not doing anything to help it, but the new guy is going to save the world. He's mm-hmm. going to stop the epidemic. He's going to stop.
Can
the
you imagine the if this happened during a different administration? Had we not had such a robust economy, and then this COVID thing hit, there's no way we would recover from it. But now, even now, it's starting to already come back. Even after only a couple of months of, you know, the really bad unemployment and whatnot. So,
right. Well, I'm just sad.
Americans
that
accommodate.
I've been against the Democrats ever since Trump has been lied at, cheated at,
or just exposed The media.
And then we
and
find out what they've been doing, the Democrats have been doing. And
I know.
They ignore that. Anytime you bring that up, they ignore it.
You know what they're doing by what they accuse the opponents of doing. They always project their wrongdoings onto someone else because they figure that's how I think, so that must be what they think. It's like, no, that's just you. That's not what, you know, we are doing. No, that's your kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's frustrating, especially when they don't accept facts when they're disproven. It's like facts don't matter.
All right.
It's our what we think and what our truth is what matters. I'm like, how can you have individual truths? Is it truth or is it truth the same for everybody? I don't know. Well, my truth is, and it's like, no, the truth is the truth. I don't understand that when people say that. This, you know, my truth. Well, your truth is wrong, apparently.
I don't understand that, though.
When they say that, yeah. Well, my truth, I think that's very offensive. And
well, one thing that happened this weekend that over the news that the lady that was working with...
Jeffrey Epstein?
The lady that was working with Trump's organization, she was the press...
Oh, the press secretary or Kelly Conway? Oh,
Kelly Conway.
Oh, she's the one who's
She quit, and I guess her husband, you know, still was down against him.
Right.
And she quit over the weekend.
Hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not hear that.
And her daughter signed to become, you know, away from her parents. I forget what they call that.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what they call it, but she doesn't want to be controlled by her mother or father. And I guess, I don't know why she quit because, you know, that was sad. I thought she was one of the best people for Trump.
Yeah, maybe it's just because she had to focus on her
family. She was very intelligent. I mean,
focus on her family, or maybe she figures even she can be, not have that position, but still be doing stuff behind the scenes.
Well, she was doing something for his campaign and she quit everything, so.
Wow, I hadn't heard that.
There's a book coming due, sir, pretty soon on that one. Huh? Everybody writes a book anymore. You know?
I know, but you know what? They're not writing a book. They have somebody else writing it for them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I cannot write. I guess maybe if I was just dictating stuff.
Yeah.
But my ADD, even though it's somewhat under control with medication, I just can't sit and just for very long, you know, concentrate on something. Same thing like with reading a book.
It's hard
to read a book. It's just because I'll read it and then my mind is seeing all the words, but my brain is somewhere else.
Same with me. In fact, I'm on a book.
So I could go back and reread the page and it's totally new to me.
I don't remember any of this. I'm reading a book about the 9/11 with the ones going towards the White House.
Yeah.
And I'm reading that. And I'd be reading along, and then all of a sudden my mind would just, start thinking. I wasn't reading anymore, I was just thinking.
I know, and it'd be something totally random. Know why my brain would go that way or whatever, or thinking about, you know, stuff you need to do later in the day, or, I forgot to put the clothes in the dryer. I mean, just random stuff.
My wife says, she tries to get me on one thing, and and I can't do just one thing. I'm doing five or six things.
Or at least if it's like small focus stuff.
Yeah.
Like I've noticed, since, last summer where I was like, I started my projects and I was able just to keep doing them and doing them and doing them and, and completing stuff where it used to be, my parents used to just get so frustrated with me is because I always start stuff and never finish it. It's just because I wasn't so involved in it or loved it so much that it kept my attention long enough,
Right.
I start knitting something and it's, sat for another year. Or I start building, doing something, and then it's just partially done, So
it's the same with me. It's hard for me to stay on one thing.
Yeah, so.
What do they call it?
Medicate ADD. So it has helped me in some of the focusing stuff. So I'm a functioning person mainly, but I can jump obviously from topic to topic.
Well,
that's part of our show.
Well, anyway, I approve on your outfit and hope to see more of that next week and the week after.
Yes,
maybe.
I'll wear black long pants. There'll be more of it.
Right. Yeah.
Is that what you meant?
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. And again and again and again.
Oh, silly guy.
Sunday we had a kind of a meeting at our house.
Yes.
Right? And it was, well, my house.
Your house.
And we talked about the new show coming up that we're going to be doing. Mm-hmm. A lot of things were thrown up.
Yeah, I mean, it's great when you have a bunch of people, even if it's your ideas, just you saying something out loud to somebody else triggers another thought or just something brainstorming. It just having somebody to share your ideas with.
Now, our newlyweds didn't make it, but they were home in bed.
They were in my
I thought, enough's enough. Come on, you've been married a year now.
I have such vivid dreams and all dreams all night long, I think, when I take the medicine that's supposed to help my brain.
Yeah.
But I did have a dream that about them, and I was telling them, yeah, you should be really careful about what you say on the and their text messages, because I was telling them how about what everybody was saying about their text message and then my dream or whatever, yeah. So.
But they were said that they were sick.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if both of them got the virus.
Oh, I hope not.
Coronavirus.
Or they could just have, you know, any kind of a bug and they both would have it. Yeah. But it just came across kind of weird, especially I was reading the text from my phone. We're all sitting here and, sorry, Dan and I couldn't make it. We just got out of bed.
I thought they were in.
And then it was like, oh, we're not feeling very well.
Yeah, we're stuck in bed.
Oh, yeah, maybe it was like, we just woke up, we're in
both
bed.
Dan and
we're
I
in
are
bed,
sick.
And we're both feeling sick or whatever.
Right.
So they added the sick part to it. But it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so we're like.
Oh, give it a rest.
I know. So it just seemed kind of out of place when they said that. So.
We had to think dirty. That's what we were doing.
No, not me.
Well, not dirty. They're married, so it wouldn't be dirty.
No.
Would it?
But yeah, they should have started out, we are so sick. Sorry we didn't make it. we just woke up. Yeah, we're
still
in
bed.
We're both sick.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. And then who was on the...
we had Holly on, Zoom. Yep.
Yeah. And then you screwed up everything on the...
My computer did. I needed to have it plugged in, but it ran out of batteries when we were trying to save the recording of it. So we don't have the recording of it. But we can fill everybody else in
later. Yeah, we were
going to
play it today. No, we weren't. I'm just saying.
We were going to let those who couldn't make it, at least, hear all our wonderful ideas. So I think it'll be really fun.
I think it'll be funny.
But I'm thinking we shouldn't share too much about it because then...
We won't.
Well, it kind of will take away from the premise of what we're trying to do.
Trying to
fool people into thinking it's a reality show. We're so clever.
Yeah, we are. We're very clever.
At least we're not doing a murder mystery. Like
us doing our podcast, and I just think I'm now looking at the studio
of how to,
and I see things that in my brain just started thinking of things that we used to do. Like how I used to go that ladder that has wheels.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I would go in front of the camera when they were.
Yeah.
Talking
and
that used to be fun to do.
Yeah, we used to have some. We were doing promos. Yeah, when we were on WOTV, we were all doing individual promos because we could have like 10-second promos they play throughout the day, and so we'd have someone in front of the camera and they think they're doing their stay up late and watch You Gotta Be Kidding Me, America. But behind them, we're doing goofy stuff and they don't know what's going on.
I had you and I forget what the other girl's name, but you two were going to kiss and then you didn't.
Oh, that wasn't me. That was Amber and Melissa.
Oh, it wasn't you.
No. No, you made me kiss the intern.
Oh,
that was
I made
kissing
you kiss
I
the
did.
Intern. Yes, okay.
Well, you challenged me to kiss the intern.
No, you did it on your own. You thought he was a cute little guy.
Not true. No.
What?
No. Oh, okay. I was very...
I felt
that I was going to be totally damaging this young man for the rest of his life. Because you were pulling this prank on him.
Well, he come up and thanked me afterwards.
He did not.
He most certainly did. He most certainly did come up and say, Mr. Swanson, thank you so much for that.
I do not believe you.
I said, you're welcome, buddy, but...
I don't believe you.
It's the truth.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
He never said anything to me after that.
Well, no, his eyes were bigger than 50 cent pieces, and he was kind of,
So obviously we did surprise him then, huh?
Not we.
We made him improv.
Well,
we were improvising, and we just kind of told him to just to improvise with this, and he didn't know what I was going to do, apparently.
No, he did not know what you were going to do, but he was very
thankful.
And I had
to figure out, how do I improvise and somehow end up kissing the intern? I mean, I had to just, on the fly, come up with something. So what do I go to, being the bitchy actress or whatever?
I don't know, but...
Who needed attention.
He was very happy about it. So. He thanked me for it. He said, do I owe you anything? I said, no.
I don't believe you.
But that's what happened. Yeah. It was right on the couch. You laid one on him.
That's funny.
Poor kid. Well, I shouldn't say poor kid. Lucky kid. The guy over here has got a big smile.
Yeah, I've got...
I'm trying to figure out what his name is.
Yeah, the video, I think, is on... it's saved on YouTube, but it says, pranking the intern.
Oh, does it?
So we have that little bit, yeah.
So you see that all the time?
No, I mean, I can't see it if I wanted to. Yeah, I can send it.
Refresh your
memory, and you can see that he was not very happy.
He was not very happy.
Yeah, you could see. Watch
the video. Oh, God, now come on. Now you're lying
right
to yourself. He was very happy.
No, I think he was very embarrassed.
All the guys were happy. I mean, they were kind of wishing they were in their place. Sat there going, now why the hell can I get involved in this?
I think I do remember that part. But
yeah, in all the 20 years that I've known you, you've never kissed me.
No, he used to just try to write stuff into the scripts, didn't you?
Your husband would probably, yeah.
No, Larry, that does not fit with this sketch. No, why would this person be kissing you?
I just thought, that's all. I just thought.
No.
Sometimes you got to think on. You don't know what you're doing.
No, but we did do the one, and I don't know if I've ever seen it. I'm just thinking of all these skits that we've done. Remember we did the one when I was the dominatrix, and I was whipping you or something?
Not me. That was, you were whipping that one, I can't even think of his name. That, he was the Spanish character guy?
Javier?
No, not Javier.
Oh, Scotty.
Yeah, Scotty.
Ah, Scotty Diaz. Yeah, I forgot about him until I saw another video. Yeah, we should get all these guys back.
I forgot a lot of people.
Yeah, we did a lot of, our writers were all over the place, but it was hard to find something original.
I couldn't believe it. I got in
but
a fight with one of our writers.
She got in a physical altercation, involved swords even.
Yeah, even guy tried to stab me.
We could do a
sword.
Reenactment show of all the props, all the
because I was in most of them, so I went.
No, I mean, that would be funny. You know how they do those crime reenactment shows?
Yeah. Well,
that would be kind of fun, Or those ones like I had sex in the ER, and they have all... They have enough instances of that.
Here and everything else when that happened.
Yeah, I wasn't here, thankfully.
No.
Yeah. I would have had my shield say, "Break it up, you two."
There was no you two. There was.
I've never seen you in that.
Dr. You don't Jekyll. Do that in business. You don't do that.
Yeah,
I just had enough of that kid.
Yeah, for you to get angry enough to be punching somebody.
Well. You got right in my face, and you can only go so far in life. That you,
right.
You know, you always say, no, right. This is the end.
Well, that reminds me that someone had shared a video, and it was so upsetting. There was this little boy, 7 years old, and he must have been out protesting or someplace with at least his mom, because she was one on the phone was filming, and these two women, I would say they're probably 20s or something, they came and they ripped off his Make America Great hat and tore up his signs. And the mom is like, hey, stop, you can't take that. And they're on camera and they are just degenerates, these girls. And they're not giving him back the hat. And the mom is, recording and saying, I'm getting this all on tape or whatever. And it goes on for a long time. And at one point, the one woman comes in and she's like attacking the woman with a camera. And I'm like, what? What? People think they have the right to just go up to somebody, steal their property, but then just figure there's no consequences. I see that you're filming me or whatever. And then at the very end, she just goes, here's your hat. And she throws it way over some fence or something. And I'm like, really?
There was one where two guys, their little kid. I don't know, I couldn't say how old he was. I'd have to say he was 9 or 10. But he had a sign, just holding a sign, not doing anything else. And these guys, I mean, they were in their late teens, come up and one of them kicked the kid and he fell down and the other person went up and kicked him in the face. And I'm going, what in, how is this happening? And all these, they've been showing all of this and I can't believe it. These people are just breaking into stores and grabbing everything and taking off with it.
I know, they have to be actually pressing charges to get this, make consequences for this. Otherwise people think, hey, nothing's gonna happen to me.
Right.
Yeah, and my mom had sent me, it was a picture, but it was from an Instagram, actually he had seen it too, where someone had seen there was a postal worker, it was a guy, who was caught stealing Trump signs. His truck was filled with them.
Oh yeah?
A postal worker. So you're thinking, I would hope so, or something. They had obviously had the evidence if he had them in his truck, but you're thinking, yeah, let's do mail-in ballots because we can trust the post office. We can trust all those postal workers. So my mom says, I am physically taking my ballot. She does absentee because she's got a bad knee. And to the city clerk's office or whatever.
Yeah, it's sad that they're trying. And you know that the Democrats are doing that for the simple reason to tell these people
Easier way to cheat. And it's like, people, why is that not obvious?
You'll have more dead people voting this year than ever before.
Right.
And I mean that.
Right, because they were sending out, I don't remember who it was, if it was Kentucky or someplace, where they said that there's like, they have like tens of thousands of people that are on the rolls, but aren't eligible. And so when they're sending out these absentee or vote by mail ballots, they're sending them to people that don't exist. So who's to say someone that can't just take those and fill them out, and they end up voting multiple times, and that's...
Well, don't you wish it was like it was before, that now we got that Trump won, so they should have just let him have his time in office, and this time get somebody to beat him, if that's what they want, but then we would have an America.
Right.
Now, right now,
we're so divided.
These people are lying and cheating and bringing all this stuff against him. Everything that they did against him was just for the Democrats trying to get him out of office.
And that's
and here it is.
People are seeing that there's a justice system that's for those who are protected, and then the rest of us. It's like, no, they're just so hypocritical. If a Republican or conservative or Donald Trump did something that these people do, man, they would be thrown in jail.
When Trump wins again this year, when he wins, he will get all these people out of prison that were put in prison.
Oh, just because being associated
and
with him.
And some of these people are going to go to prison that these Democrats said from the first election. I mean, one guy pleaded guilty, one of the attorneys.
There has to be consequences, otherwise they just keep doing it. And you teach that as a child. Your child will learn that if you do that, you're going to get a spanking. They do it, then say, don't do that again, and they keep doing it, and you never give them a spanking.
Probably now, if the kids called the police, that they would bring a police car out. And
but if they don't get the consequences, they just figure, they're just blowing smoke in my face.
Right.
And so they figure, I've got friends in the Justice Department, or I've got goods on so and so, so I'm fine. They're not gonna pursue any charges. It's like, yeah, we're going to. We have to.
Well, how did these people get away with all this? So how are the Democrats really getting away with all this crap that they've done? I can't understand why we're not, is it just that
it's because, or they're getting away with it.
Because the Republicans feel that if they come say something, that things bad that they have done will come up against them and all
or what? No, that will happen anyways. I'm sure they always go after trying to find dirt on Republicans. No, I just think that the swamp, Democrats and Republicans swamp, don't want to muck up the good thing they've got going there. They've got the system where they stay in government and
30 years.
We scratch
See,
your
our
back
fault
yours.
Is we should do something.
We need to
get
Term limits.
Term limits. I mean, that's the biggest thing that we should go after the next 4 years is term limits.
Back to what I think our founders wanted. It wanted to be that they were representing the people. What better way to represent the people than have someone from the people come serve, represent them, and then go back to their former job? A new set of people come in, representing their people, serve, and then go back to their job. No, not be raised and groomed to be a senator or congressperson for 50 years.
Yeah.
Why, how can they represent people when they're not even living in their district?
Don't you look at Nancy Pelosi like, I mean, everything about her says crook. Everything about her says lies. Everything about her.
She just must have some kind of ability behind
of other people. Yeah, that's what I say.
Ability behind the scenes for the Democrats to entrust her with that position, because she seems and talks like she's just a ditzy dumb airhead, but she's in this powerful position, and so for whatever reason she keeps that position. So
she can't talk. I don't know
if when she speaks and she says these things, does she believe them? Or does she just help but lie?
Look how long her nose is now. So that kind of.
And especially when they accuse Donald Trump of lying. And it's like, what is he lying about? Tell me. And they can never tell you. They just say he lies.
Right.
And, you know, to them, I think a lie would be if he said, you know, such and such percentage of something did this and he was off by 1%. To them, then he told a lie.
And if you notice, you notice his family, everybody's saying on what Trump's family are saying now, and that, you know, lots of families have problems with one son making it big, the other son not making it big.
Or people coming
out
with
dirt. And they're jealous.
And
write books and make money too. Mm-hmm. And it's just that people are now, well, that's true. You know that's not true. They even know it's not true, but they're saying it anyway, you know. And now they're still after his income tax. Still after his income tax.
And I don't understand what's the point.
Yeah.
Do they think that there's something there that will get him
in trouble?
In trouble, impeached? Or is it just so that they can, you know, proof to his followers or whatever that, see, he was lying to you guys. He's a cheater. He does this. When I would like to see the tax returns of
all the people.
Every people that's serving in government, you know, and I think we would find that most of them are cheating at something.
Yeah, that's why they get away with it, because nobody's going to do it because they're all doing it. So that's how they're getting away with things.
Yeah, they all turn a blind eye to each other, like, yeah, I got you, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, I won't tell.
Do we ever have breaks in podcasts or no?
No, but we can end now if you need to take a potty break. If you're
well, it's not a potty break at all.
Do you just need a break from me?
No, I just got to go see a car.
Well, then we can just be done. Yeah, find a truck. Go find a truck.
I can use it for you.
Then you can help me. Yeah, I'm gonna.
Right.
Yeah, that helps
me. Now it's time to say goodnight to all our three people. Did you see how many people watched our show last week?
No.
Oh, wow.
Did we have some people?
I don't know. I just asked you.
Oh, I have.
But I said it like I knew. See, it's...
Is it in the double digits?
Three.
No, that's a single digit.
I know.
No.
It's got to be 12.
No. So, yeah.
To make it really sound good.
And we need to promote it. I mean, who's going to find it except for those who are, like, our friends on Facebook? So.
Right. Or like my wife. No, I don't
know. No, yeah, people who know us, they're like, who cares? Yeah. We've heard you before. Big deal.
Yeah. You know,
but yeah, we just promote it more, I guess. And,
yeah.
And there you go.
What time is it? Is it 11 o'clock already?
It's got to be after 11. We started like, there we go.
Oh, it's 11:30.
Yeah,
oh.
You can go look at your truck and... I can go figure out my day for the rest of the day.
And Carrie is going to wear something just as provocative next week as she did today.
This is provocative.
In fact, we're going to try to get it more provocative just so she...
I got to get lose weight before I get in.
Oh, here we go. I knew that. I didn't know when it was coming, but I knew it was coming.
I know.
I'm too heavy. I'm too fat.
I'm just...
Look at my body. See how bad I look?
I'm just embarrassed for myself is all, because normally I'd be like, there's no way I let anybody see me.
Carrie, there's no way anybody
like
going to sit here and
so
look at you and then
I'm
believe anything
like,
you say.
I have to just be like, don't care what anybody else thinks. Just do it. Okay.
Is that what it is? Oh, please. Yeah. Well, I want to thank Carrie for being here with me.
Thanks for the party yesterday.
Oh, hey, you're very welcome. Thanks for coming.
Although it's supposed to be 90s all this week. Maybe I'll drag Mark out there to jump in the pool.
Well, you two should come. In fact, I put chemicals in it this morning, ready to go.
Maybe
and it will be
that.
92 tomorrow. So
you know what? Yeah. Maybe we'll actually get him to actually do that.
Right.
Bring our puppies over and see your puppies.
Yeah, there you go. So good people out there in
podcast. There's good people
class.
On both sides.
Yes, sir.
There are.
Yeah, there are. Well, yeah, I got a lot of friends that are Democrats. In fact, we argue a lot. In fact, we've made a thing not to argue or talk. As they always say, religion and politics, two things that you don't want to talk about.
Nope.
But you know what? I got to talk about religion sometimes because you want to help people and
right.
you want them
it's
to
just,
do
it's
right
a,
things.
It's
so.
Different than arguing, beliefs than just sharing, the gospel or sharing your beliefs with others, but not trying to engage them in some kind of a debate.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah.
Because I've thought this since I was a child. I do not want to be the end of the world and have someone that I've known forever come to me and say, why did you not tell me? Because, they could be going to hell, but like I would not want to be responsible to at least inform somebody so that they can come back to me and just say, why didn't you tell me? And be like, oh, sorry, I just figured, you'd find out some other way, or, you just rejected it before, so I figured I'll give up on you.
Yeah.
So, that's what's really scary to me is people that I like and know, and they seem like, nice people that... Yeah. That's scary. Eternity. I can't comprehend it. Yeah.
So what are you going to wear next week?
I don't know. I will look through my wardrobe. I have so much clothes I never wear.
Where the outfit that you did the commercial in?
But that was a leather jacket. So hot.
No, that's true. Well, they got here.
Well, then I can take the jacket off.
So anyway, yeah. I'm going to say goodbye to the audience.
All right, you say goodbye. And I'll say goodbye too, and I will...
See you next week, same time, same place?
Yeah, maybe I'll see you at the pool.
Yeah, and I might see you this week...
With a truck.
With a truck.
Sounds good.
Okay, everybody, and Merry Christmas. Boom.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.